Final fields, barrier draws done yesterday for the four Group 1s on day one of the championships. This Saturday, Royal Rarewick. Adam Penn, Gilly, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. And I'm starting to worry a little bit as well about you, Jared, trying to find these different towns in New South Wales. I think you're starting to run out. You're just starting to lose just a little bit of momentum and steam.
Yeah, you can hear it in his voice, can't you?
Yeah, you can, Loz. You can.
He's going international, buddy. He's going to give us an American state.
And he prides himself on being a professional. But I've just noticed over the last week or so, he's just lost that interest. There's no sort of drive in his performance at the moment.
Look, critical. I never wanted to do the weather. It was imposed on me. I was forced.
Now you're sounding
here. Here we are. Now I am.
You're blaming other people.
Yep, I am. Passing the buck.
I'm happy to do it tomorrow.
Who are you going to blame?
He'll do.
Well, why not? I'll take it. It wouldn't be the first time. It won't be the last, I'm sure.
What about you get the Daily Bailey in for a week?
Where is Daily Bailey?
Yeah, is he still around, Timmy?
He lives in DY, doesn't he? Or Manly? He lives on your side.
He's a Northern Beaches boy.
He'll be sunning somewhere.
I thought he moved up the coast or something.
Sure. He was in a horse. Which horse was he in? He was in a good horse of Triple Crown.
Yeah. The Snowden sad, the nice filly. Moss Trip, was that a name?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you are right.
Get him out of retirement.
Yeah. So I used to see him at the races quite a bit when that was running. But we're going to see plenty at the races at Randwick on Saturday. Oh, how good a day is it going to be? I just had a bet in the Doncaster yesterday.
Already?
Yeah, had a bet yesterday.
Jeez, you tell me.
Oh, it's Converge. Mm. And I got the price too, so watch it run fourth.
Barrier 7?
Barrier 6.
6.
Just have a feeling, dropping in weight and went back through its form. Beat Enemo in the Randwick Guineas. Am I mad? I just liked its run the other day in the George Ryder at Weight for Age.
It was awesome.
I think it might be back. And I think it's an autumn horse, not a spring horse.
Yeah, and we're going to get a lot of those horses out of the George Ryder, Jared, aren't we? Dropping down in weight, coming into this Doncaster. And to me, it just looks like a classic old sort of Doncaster-style racing. A couple of the class horses at the top with Alligator Blood and Mr. Brightside trying to defend his crown. They've got all those horses sort of down the bottom of the weight to look really attractively weighed. We're talking about the three-year-olds there as well in Golden Mile and Communist, Lindemann, who was so good in the Roseville Guineas. And what do we do with Osipenko? Like, he's an emergency at the moment, trying to get a run in the race. And if he gets a run in the race at 49 kilos, he can have his supporters as well from Barrier 1 with Michael D on board. So
definitely.
Just looking at the race very quickly last night, like, literally, Jared, you could have 7 or 8 throws at this race and still miss. It's just a classic Doncaster. So, and as you mentioned with Converge, like, if he runs up to his George Ryder run, he's right in this race. We know he loves Randwick, the mile there too. So, yeah, this is going to be a fantastic Doncaster. The market, whichever way you go, you're going to try and find some value, I think. And, really looking forward to how it plays out on Saturday.
Adam, what's the latest with Tommy Berry's ban, buddy?
Yeah, he got news yesterday, Clarkie. A bit of a reduction on an appeal over this, tips for benefits saga with his Gold Coast Butcher. So really good news for Tommy. His ban sort of worked out to be initially a little bit over 12 months. It's been cut back to basically 8 months now, 7 months disqualification and a month suspension on the end of it. His legal counsel, Wayne Pastfield, argued vehemently that the penalty was far too severe to the Racing New South Wales Appeals Panel. They came back yesterday notifying that they've reduced that down to 8 months, which importantly gives him the chance to ride for a fair bit of the Spring Carnival later this year. So I think he'll resume riding, I think, the last week in September, which is basically the week before the Epsom and Metrop Day, then obviously freeze him up to ride in the Everest if he can secure a ride. And hopefully, after that 7 months disqualification, he'll be able to ride sort of track work for that last month of suspension, just get his fitness back up to speed and do a bit of groundwork on a lot of these horses that are heading towards the major carnival races. So we know it's been a long saga. It's been going on for several months now, but hopefully got some finality in it. A little bit of clarity for Tommy, and he can resume his career and hit the ground running a bit later this year.
What's this story about Blake Shin and standing himself down from riding?
Bizarre, Loz. Absolutely bizarre. Blake Shin has put out a press release, or at least a notice, sort of late last night, saying that he's returned an irregular sample that was taken from him after a Sandown meeting in late February. So he's working with stewards at the moment to try and figure out how that sample came about. He stood himself down from riding this week at the moment. It's pretty much immediate. And he's quite vehement in saying that he didn't take anything that was performance enhancing that was in his system, but he wants to get to the bottom of this issue. So he was booked for a couple of rides up here at Randwick on day one of the championships. I don't think he'd be taking those at the moment, obviously. You're going to have to try and find new riders, especially have to find new riders for those horses. But this completely came out of left field there last night. And let's hope Blake can, I suppose, get an understanding of what actually happened, because it's just completely bizarre what happened last night.
Just reading here, he said that there was some substance found in a sleeping tablet he took.
Yeah, that's right, Loz. So he said that in his quote last night. And I suppose that's how Blake thinks it's got into his system as it stands at the moment. The stewards want to do some more investigations, but I'm just hoping for everyone's sake and get it sorted quite quickly and Blake can sort of move on with his riding career.
Have you got a bet at Warwick Farm today? Yeah. By the way, I went through the whole show yesterday thinking it was Wednesday, talking about Joe Moreira. Yeah. When it was Tuesday, he's riding there at the farm today. What have you got for us?
You blokes must wish that just the day of the week goes faster. And I don't know, the days must confuse you, I reckon, getting up so early. But anyway.
Every day's Friday in here, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Race 4, number 3, Union Gap, the best value on the program for me. A former Kiwi horse in the Kieran Maher and David Eustace style. I've been quite taken by his trials. He tried really nicely behind Jojo Was a Man last start. First of a mile, bit of a question mark, obviously. I just think the favourite's a little bit too short in this race. So I'm happy to have something on Union Gap in that race from a nice inside gate. So that is race 4, number 3, Union Gap for Kieran Maher and David Eustace with Dylan Gibbons on board.
$8 the win, $2.10 the place. Union Gap at the farm today, race 4, number 3. Mate, you have a good day.
See you, boys. Chat tomorrow.